I really believe that we are not alone. But also, the other thing that is part of the story is, are we alone with each other here on Earth as a species, as a human species? Are we not more alone with each other today than we were, let's say, 25, 50 years ago? And would it take something like a disclosure day to bring us together?
People have starved for the truth.
Well, if you starve for the truth, I know somebody who will feed you the truth. Right. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hello, friends. Amen. Today, guys, we're talking alien disclosure, the mysteries in the heavens. Hollywood is talking about it. Our government is now talking about it. Let me tell you this. It is not a coincidence. I mean, does anybody honestly believe that the disclosure that is coming out of Washington, D.C., and the timing of the media and Spielberg coming out with this movie called Full Disclosure, anybody believe that that's a coincidence? Because it's not. And we're going to talk about it. And I also have some special guests with me today that I'm about to bring up here that will include Joseph Z., maybe even old Tony Merkel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. And then also, I have two lovely ladies in here today. Mm-hmm. And both of y'all are in a good mood, and I'm grateful for that.
For Michelle. Now, we'll see.
I know. No, I know. At any moment, you can just go,
I can just snap it.
That's exactly right. And off you go. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Amazing.
Okay.
I'm great.
Today, isn't it a good day to be working for Troy Brewer Ministries?
It is. We had an awesome staff meeting. We had some of our staff in Africa joining us, which was so cool.
That was amazing.
George. So George, if you're still awake and watching, it was really good to see your smiling face on there. It was so cool.
George. It made me miss him so much.
He's so sweet.
Aww.
So it was really cool to see that we had our family.
Ladies, he's single. Just telling you. He's single. And he's a good one. The reason why he's not married is because every single time he decides he loves somebody, he finds out that he's related to him.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a problem.
Because it's a problem. His parents got saved, but his grandfather had more than 100 kids.
Holy shit.
Some crazy thing. Yeah, because he had multiple wives. Mm. He had all these wives.
Wow.
And so, I can't go anywhere that I'm not about to marry my first cousin, which is normal in Itasca, Texas.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. Anyway, it's a good day. And it's a good day to be part of this house. We've been learning about leadership. And we're actually going to have Pastor Schwartz on tomorrow to kind of dive into what we've been talking about with leadership.
I kicked him out.
So good.
He's not in a good mood today. And I kicked him out.
He got camera shy.
He's so camera shy.
He's
so insecure.
Yeah.
I know. I have to hold his gigantic hand. Whenever he makes fun of my, because I have little hands.
You know what? You have normal size hands.
I think I do.
He's massive.
Let me see your dainty little hand. His hands are massive.
I was laughing when he was holding the microphone. It was like a pen in his hand.
It's like Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So it's... Yeah, anyone's hands are going to be small next. It's okay.
Thank you very much. I'm grateful. Thank you. Oh, well, also too, we have some say tomato. I say tomayo. Rebecca.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Okay,
it's amazing today, and I'm looking at all the people that are tuning in today.
We already got folks on here.
Yeah, we have Germany in the house, Chris. Christina Fulling. Wow.
Hey,
Germany.
Christina?
Thank you for tuning in.
May we bless you in Jesus' name.
We have Teresa from South Africa. Wow.
Hello.
Come on, South Africa.
We have Alaska. Rosie M. from Alaska.
Come on, Rosie.
Let's go. We have Full Moon in Luckenbach, Texas.
Come on. I know who that is.
We got a family of six. It doesn't say the name, but they're from Tennessee. Okay, there we go. We got Mona from Minnesota, and we got Rosemary from Simpson, Florida. Thank you so much.
Mona from Minnesota.
I know.
That's kind of cool.
And Pastor Gary McGibbons.
Oh, he just tuned in.
Yes. Gary McGibbons from the Emerald Isle.
He's actually asking us to be in prayer for them.
Okay.
Last night, and this is, attempted beheading in the streets, terror attack, but our little city is about to implode. There's protests everywhere.
Wow.
There's
a big mess going on in Belfast. There's a big mess going on up there.
Whoa.
And because of this Muslim invasion that's
taking place.
It's a big, giant mess. And
Wow.
God bless our Irish brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Pray for them in Jesus' name.
Come on, guys, all over the world. Let's pray for Ireland. Father God, sir, we pray, God, for simple solutions to complicated issues and an end to the corruption and an end to the invasion, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, for the sovereign nation of Ireland, that it would remain sovereign. And I thank you, Lord God, sir, for it. I bless that church, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah.
We got Spain in the house, Neo, and we have Sally Anderson from Canada. watching from all over the world this morning.
I see Mark from Albert Falls, South Africa is also here today. Man, his friends from all over the world. And guys, I'm so happy that you're here today. You're really going to like this because today, guys, we're going to be talking Alien Disclosure. And we're going to be talking about the new movie that's coming out. And also, too, we're going to be talking about what is that? What is the deception in this? And how do we guard ourselves from the deception? Specifically, we're going to talk about disclosure and we're going to talk about deception. So what do we need to tell everybody? And then let's get off into it.
Well, we want to let everyone know to partner with us because we're going to do part of this conversation right here on YouTube or wherever you're watching on social media. But then we're going to actually be going behind the veil, and that's where we unpack and go deeper into whatever it is we're talking about. And to catch the full broadcast, you're going to have to be a stage two or stage three member at ODX.TV. So want to let you know, if you never heard of it, maybe it's your first time here, check us out at ODX.TV. That's where you have access to all of our content 24/7. And so yes, it's like our own version of a Netflix, but guys, the reason we do that is so that we can rescue more kids. Amen. So when you join ODX.TV, you are essentially partnering with us so we can rescue more kids. And as a perk, you have access to all of our content. And depending on which stage you join, different levels of content. So head over there if you aren't aware, because even just this past week, we rescued a girl from Texas. We have two new babies in our home in Africa. So we are just every single day.
We rescued three in Nepal. Three teenage girls in Nepal last week. We rescued a 15-year-old boy on Sunday. A 15-year-old boy that not only was being trafficked in the cartel in Mexico, but he was being trained to be a sicario. And so we're having to put him in a different home than our other homes because he's still got some things we're going to have to work through. But he's somebody that need to be rescued just like anybody else did. And so these kids go through tough things, but guys, we raise them right. We raise them right, and we've rescued over 500 kids this year, just in the year 2026. And then, guys, we actually raise them, and we do all this to do that. So join us. Get in this fight and help us fight the horrors of trafficking. Call 877-413-0888. Or if you would like to send a check and go, no, I want to send you guys some dadgum money. Okay, help us. Help us with this. We have to. It costs us an additional $2 million for every 1,000 kids we rescue. And that's just beginning all the costs of this thing. So we have over 6,500 children under our care at this very moment, over 6,500 that we have to take care of every single day. And it's just a great big money pit. And so it, it requires a lot of partnership, a lot. And I'm so grateful for all of my partners. I'm so grateful. Guys, we're doing it. If you want to jump in on this, you can mail your check in to TBM at P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
Amen.
Or you can just go to troybrew.com. You can do that as well.
And also, Pastor, we don't want to forget to comment where you're watching from. Also, if it's your first time, please write where you're watching from. So Pastor Troy or Cher, I might give you a shout out. Don't forget that when you comment and you share and you click all the fun buttons, this is how we say in-house, I love it what we say here, that you are being a media missionary and we are able to reach millions and thousands of people through this broadcast. And it's so amazing the testimonies that we've been getting. We've been getting people that partner for the first time. You don't know what your resharing or reposting can do on somebody else's. They might be having the worst day and they needed to hear today's word. So I want to encourage you, repost, share it again, put the link, and let's be media missionaries.
Yeah, and if you're a member, you can watch that on your phone. You can watch that on any device. I just saw that there was a question for that. And if you don't know how to do that, call us, and one of our prayer partners will actually walk you through that. Okay? All right, well, let's get off into this. Joining me from the frozen tundra near Mile High Stadium, right on, is my good friend, Brother Joseph Z. Hello, man of God.
Hey, brother. Good to see you, Troy. Good to be with everybody.
Good to see you, man. I missed you, man. I hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. It's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, you had me on your show here just a couple of weeks ago, and we had taped it, I don't know, like a month back or so. And golly, your team did such a great job. You got such a great team.
And well, thank you.
I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for your partnership. And everybody needs to know that Joseph Z's ministry partners with me, and these guys help me. And Joseph Z is my friend. I cannot recommend him enough. Follow him. I watch him all during the week. And I just cannot recommend your ministry enough, brother. I sure do love you.
Thank you, Troy. You're so kind, man. I got to say this. I watch Troy all the time, too. Every time I get a chance, I so love the Pulse, this program. And Troy, when you hosted our program, people went crazy. I mean, they're sitting there waiting to see me, and all of a sudden Troy's on. He's like, "It's probably the last time I ever come back."
And yeah,
I like to preach. I can never get
one and done. It's a one and done.
People loved it, and I just got to say thank you for that. Such a powerful ministry.
Thank you. Well, God bless you, my friend. Well, Joseph, I'm actually going to be on the Laura Logan Show this afternoon.
Yeah,
and awesome. We're
you're
talking.
Filming it. It's not live.
Yeah, we're filming it. Yeah. It's going to be on later on.
Yep.
And we're talking about alien disclosure and specifically deception. And we showed a video here at the very beginning. Our Roland was actually Steven Spielberg, because he's real famous now for saying, and it was across all over the internet yesterday, and I was on my X feed and all of this, how he's saying, well, you know, when this full disclosure thing does happen, a lot of Christians are going, you know, the church is going to have problems with it. And I want to go. Let's go. So, how do we not be? So, what is in your view in the midst of the disclosure? What is the deception in the midst of that?
Well, I'm going to get a running start at this because I think that we've got to consider some things. First of all, in the United States or the Western nations, we think like Greeks. We think very natural. We think very logical, empirical, scientific. We look at everything from that lens. And I actually believe that is a greater setup for deception than people that are all into spiritual things.
Yep.
Here's why. Because back in the day, you know, people believed in spiritual things all the time, early church. But what I believe is happening is you got this Luciferian agenda. You got all these people that are sending out predictive programming. Then you got heightened technologies such as Project Bluebeam, which we talk about quite a bit on the counter, and many of the things we go through. But when you look at the narrative, I believe Spielberg is coming out. Back in 77, he said, you know, isn't it interesting that we're putting out a program or a movie that could point at we're not alone in the universe? Now he's saying, and I'm paraphrasing, not exact quote, but he's basically saying, now we're putting out something that is really confirming, or the fact that we really know we're not alone in the universe. And then he's involving religion in it, say it's going to shake people's faith possibly, or they got to reconsider how they're viewing things. Here's the thing. The nation, the people, by and large, they think natural. We're led by our five senses. Mm-hmm. So when deception comes, whether it's through the narrative, technology we're seeing in the sky, Project Bluebeam, where they project things from satellites from the ground up and meet with holographic images in the sky, or if they simply are showing us real things, or if aliens really are demonic entities appearing in the heavens, whatever it is, there's going to come a point where people are so deceived by what they can see, by what they can observe scientifically, and then they're going to roll out a great deception, I believe, one day, where they actually have one of these things talking to people, non-human biologics that can speak, communicate, and then everybody will already be preset to believe this when it happens, because they're not led by the Spirit. They don't know Spirit from natural. They don't understand. They will think it's a scientific thing. They'll think it's natural. And I believe the deception that's coming, what they're trying to get us to, is global control. They want to have these Luciferian elites, you know, people that it rhymes with the World Economic Forum or those kind of places, simply leading the planet into their clutches with the spirit of Antichrist. And one of the mechanisms they're going to use is this alien deception that we were planted here, we were seeded here by them. And then they come along now saying they're here now to enhance us, to enlighten us, to raise our consciousness. And the only thing standing in the way is these pesky Christians, because they seem to have some other point of view on this from the Word of God. And I believe that's the agenda, global control, to get people to say there's a bigger threat, there's a bigger issue than just all the wars and rumors of wars. So therefore, we are here to give you answers. We are here to tell you where you really come from. Solve all the religions, solve all the issues, and we have a future that we can enhance or we can rise to with enlightenment. I think that's the agenda.
Bro, you said so many good things in the midst of all that. And I've been taking down notes and like, okay, wait, okay, oh my gosh. By the way, that was one of the best run-ons I've ever heard you do. Right,
that was
there.
So good.
Oh, it was thanks, like Pastor good. Troy. Come on.
I'm going to get my team to get them to take snippets out of that and make a little video. Really, it was okay. Literally that good. And thanks, I am stealing Troy. All your stuff for the Lord Logan Show.
Oh, brother, I steal your stuff.
I'm saying that. Man, she's going to think I'm a genius. And so, hallelujah. Okay, so I loved how you started off going, okay, since we think like Greeks, because we think like the Western world, that we're actually easier deceived if it's natural and if it's scientific. For example, the whole theory of evolution, how deceived the entire world is because it's presented as natural and it's presented as scientific. And right. I've never really thought about that until you just now said that. And I'm like, that's so true. Whereas if we were more, not just philosophical, but if we were more supernatural people and more yep. religious people, you would have to try and deceive us that way. But that's not what they're doing. They're going to bring a natural, and they're going to bring the natural. They're going to bring a scientific in it, and then they're going to present the one world religion with it, and they're going to do exactly what Don Lemon did. That brother, as he was probably wearing a dress underneath the counter he was talking to, where he said, and that brother went off and said, the reason why that this is going around, you just got to blame the people that didn't get the vax. You got to blame them.
Yeah,
and that's right. They're the problem. They're actually yep. the problem. When in fact, the people that did get it were shedding and they were spreading it everywhere. Right. And so they were actually the problem. They were the yep. problem. And it's like, okay, this thing, we can see it happening. It's being built up. And here we go.
Yeah, think about, in the early church, you had Gnosticism that was a problem. You have Docetism. You have all these things where they actually believed and taught Jesus was like God, but he wasn't God. He was more like a phantom. He was kind of like somebody that just appeared, did all these things. So the early communities had to deal with over-spiritualizing everything. That was the issue, the fight they had of the day. Today, we have to deal with scientific proof of everything. In other words, we're purely natural. Can you prove it in the natural? In the early church, they had to fight people proving things with the spirit. So the mindset has inverted from that time to this time. And now, just like you said, it's all about scientific proof, and they will bring that to us, and that will be the deception. You can have things where people are correct. They're correct in what they show you. They're correct. But just because somebody's correct doesn't mean they're right and they don't have the whole picture. So I believe that's going to be the big thing they bring out. That's why government people are falling for it. They're believing the bigger lie. And as some people told us, the government has heard a lie. They believe the lie. And they're going to tell it to us as truth that they know. And this is where we're headed. And this is, and I want to say this, believers who are watching right now, you're watching The Pulse, you're watching Troy. I want to say this to everybody. Listen, the Church of Jesus Christ, the real believers, will mm-hmm. never fall for this. They'll never fall for it. But that is, again, where the conflict's going to come. They're going to look at us like we're the pesky Christians. And I believe, Troy, they have a narrative for when we get raptured out of here.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to say, that's why we had to take them out.
Yeah.
To lighten, bring up your consciousness. Yeah. We had to remove them.
And now they're all enlightened now, and they're in perfect harmony with us. And you can be too. Just take this mark. Yep. And put it in your forehead, put it on your hand, which is exactly, listen, that is a ritualistic covenant that even Yahweh told the Jews, you take the word of God and you put it on your right hand and you wrap it around your forehead.
Wow.
So it is, so it is Yahweh is no longer God. Now the Antichrist is God. That's what it is. And they're going to do that. They are going to do that. Jesus said that they would do that, but there will be a catching away. Absolutely.
There will be.
It makes people mad when I say that, like, don't give that up. Don't give that up, silly. Don't give that up. And so, I'm not giving it up. And they will say, well, we have to move them out, And they will actually take credit for that. And they will. And people will literally be in fear that they're going to get zapped away if they don't get with the program. And it's just going to be, it's going to be a catalyst is what the whole thing is. And so, all right, well, okay. I want to give some scripture here in context of this, because again, whenever Jesus was talking in Luke 21, when they asked him, so what is going to be the sign? They asked two things. What will be the sign and what will be the timing? How will we know the sign and how will we know the timing right before you come back? And Jesus took a deep breath, and out of all the things he could have said, he said this, be careful that you are not deceived.
So good.
That's the first thing he said. He's like, okay, let's start. Point one is this. There is going to be an attempt to deceive you like you cannot possibly imagine. And the only people that will not be deceived are the people who are intentionally grounded in the Word of God and they are looking for King Jesus. We will literally be the only people on the planet that are not deceived.
That's right. That's right.
Because the truth of Jesus is the only thing, man, that can keep us. And that's why Jesus said, there is a deception coming.
Yeah.
That I'm going to have to come back myself to fix.
And if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. Now, you can interpret that a bunch of different ways, but it's going to be so convincing, so overwhelming that people that have not lived by the word of God, that have not been filled with the Spirit, and I want to say this, people that are not filled with the Spirit, Troy.
All of our those secular are the ones, Christian friends.
Wow.
You're not going to make it.
You're not
people that believe the gifts have ceased.
Yep.
Yeah.
People that are so led by their... their intellect. The gospel is a mathematical equation to them. Mm-hmm. It's a mental ascent. It's an argument. It's all that. But when you really are led by the Spirit, you will grow in discernment and you will look right through these things and cut through the thin veneer of the lie that's being put on this culture.
That's so good.
Yeah. And just like what we were talking about, you know, the philosophers, the theological philosophers will be some of the first to be deceived.
Because, I think so.
Because the math is going to add up. They're going to have scientific proof, mm-hmm. and the math is going to add up. But if the math doesn't add up to Jesus, don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
Even though the math adds up, it doesn't add up to Jesus. It has to land on King mm-hmm. Jesus. It has to. It has to land on Jesus being Lord. It has to land on Jesus sitting on the throne. And if you're like, well... okay, well, there are these other gods. Okay, yeah, there are other gods that our God actually created, right? There are celestial beings that our God actually created, and that's but they are not going to be our God.
That's
they're
right.
not going to, even if they present themselves in natural form, just like they did in Genesis 6.
Yeah, so, and this is also, Troy, where I think it's going to get really serious for people, because this is not going to be like out there where people are just saying, oh, I've heard about this, I've seen this. Yeah. I believe the point it's going to come to is where people are encountering this thing in the sky over their house, maybe in front of their house, maybe their camera catches something down the road. You begin to start seeing things in person, and it's going to change some of the views people have when they're armchair quarterbacking this, looking at it on mm-hmm. a post or looking at it as someone says it. When you, viewer, have an encounter with something like this, what are you going to do? And I'll just quote Pastor Troy. You need to ask, what camp are you of?
Yeah.
What camp are you of? And the litmus test is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Is his name, using it with authority. And that is how you know. But I think it's coming right to people's doorstep in the future. I do.
Mm. Yeah, man, when the word of God says you try the spirits, it literally says they got to say Jesus is Lord. They got to be of the Jesus camp.
And
bow your knee, the Lord Jesus Christ, right here, right now. If not, then you get the heaven out of here. And let's go.
Let's go.
And that's the fact, Jack. Right on.
That's the fact.
It's so important. Yeah. It's so important for you guys to be talking about this. Because, you know, me, for someone from the outside, a lot of times I don't know what to do with all this stuff. You know, we talked about this. Like, I don't know. You know, before I worked here, I would have probably said something totally different because I just wasn't in this realm a lot, to be honest. But the reality is, if the church and if people and leaders in the church are not talking about this, people are going to get the download from TikTok. So when this stuff happens, where are they going to go for their information? They're going to be going to TikTok. They're going to be watching people on social media on their feeds. And I guarantee that a lot of those people are not going to have the biblical lens and the spiritual lens that Christians need. So believers need to be, you guys really need to be helping equip the body of believers. And I pray that people are tuning their ear to this so that they are not deceived, so that they're not caught off guard when this stuff confronts them.
This is all Luke chapter 21. The whole chapter.
It is.
It's Luke 21, Luke 21, Luke 21, Luke 21, Luke 21. And these are the words of King Jesus himself. Now, at the end of it, he says that in those last days, talking about these days, in verse 26, he says, men's hearts will be filling them for fear and the expectation of those things coming on the earth. And then in context, he says, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
Yeah.
Man.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. I mean, he's like, okay, how you've always thought it worked, the powers of the heavens, the way you understand it to work will be shaken. Man. Your understanding of powers in the heavens will be shaken.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Okay, those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, men's hearts filling them for fear of with expectation of the things coming upon the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's it.
What are we going to have to see and look at to look in the sky where people can measure it with their eyes? They can measure it scientifically or whatever it is, the means they have. They look at this and it's so fearful, but they know it's coming. There's nothing they can do about it. And people have heart attacks over it. What would that possibly be? Now, I'm not saying it is UFOs. I'm not saying it is an alien invasion, but what would it have to be? What would it be? Like when you say the powers of the heavens are shaken, Troy, what is it that people can watch with their eyes and say, I can't stop that. That's coming. And they just absolutely, their body gives out from fear. What kind of sight would that take? I'm curious. I mean, what sight would it take?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think of it as far as foreboding thing, as far as all the foreboding things, one of those foreboding things that I believe that happens at the end of the tribulation, I think that everybody can see Jesus coming.
Wow.
Man.
I think that everybody can see him coming. And now we're talking about two different things because look,
I know.
This is why I believe in the rapture, because one is done in secret, one is done in private, and the other one, every eye shall see him.
Wow. Yeah.
One is a catching away, and another one is him coming back. Those are two completely different. It's very clear to me, and I understand the arguments of where the timing of that is, and that's fine. I'm not trying to argue with anybody over that. But I mean, there is the catching away that is as a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. But then there's the coming back. And the Bible says that there's a scroll that rolls back. And when they see him coming, apparently you can see him coming from a long ways off.
Troy.
That people try and kill themselves and they can't even die. He's coming back. He's coming back. And so he comes with an announcement. He doesn't just instantly show up. Everybody can see him coming back. So,
that's
not the rapture. The rapture happens and everybody goes, what the heck? And it's the wonder of the rapture and the mystery of the rapture. But there's no mystery at all whenever Jesus comes back.
Amen.
Man, I love talking to you, Troy. Every time I talk with you, I get a new wrinkle in my thinking. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about what you just said about people wanting to die and they can't.
Yeah.
That could be transhumanism.
Yeah, it is transhumanism. I guarantee you 10,000%. They will absolutely, and this will be a part of the mark of the beast. This will be a part of the mark of the beast is, hey, we got to live forever, Gene. Mm. We got to live forever, Gene, and who wouldn't want that? Hey, man, we got this Neuralink thing. Hey, man, once you're plugged in, we're a collective, and we all know what each other is thinking. And and it's beautiful and it's awesome and there's a harmony and yada yada. But we also got the you can live forever gene. Plus, man, you can eat whatever you want, you can drink whatever you want to drink. You're gonna be healthy, yada yada. And you clowns that will not bow your knee to the Antichrist and accept this mark of the beast and call him God, you guys are dying, you guys are sick, you guys are starving, and we're gonna bring you in here. Will you go through the ritual or not? And I love that. I love this part as well, brother. That everybody's scared. There's been a lot of fear in the body of Jesus that what if I accept the mark of the beast and I didn't mean to? It's impossible.
That was my fear growing up.
Yeah, me
literally
too.
Literally my fear growing up as a kid.
I can remember being afraid of that too.
Yeah.
No. They can't make you do it. That's why they decapitate you. Because they can't make you do it. You have to give your heart to the devil.
Mm. Yep. It's an act of worship, an act of allegiance. And declaring this figure is God.
Well, which is exactly Joseph, how the book of Revelation starts off. He says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Lord's day is the day that everybody had to bow their knee to Caesar. That was called the Lord's day. And if you didn't bow your knee to Caesar and say Caesar is Lord, they would kill you. And so the context of the book of Revelation is on that day, I was in the spirit.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's in context of that he spells out the whole story that was actually revealed to him. So it's a return to the Roman Lord's Day where everybody has to say that Caesar is God or that the Antichrist is Lord.
Wow.
And at that you accept the mark. It changes your DNA. You are no longer redeemable because you're no longer a son of Adam.
Yes,
I'm telling you, because see, man, the gospel's still being preached. You got the 144,000 people are receiving Jesus. You got the voice of the martyrs. The gospel is being preached and people are giving their hearts to Jesus. But if you receive that, how is it possible that in a day that the gospel is being preached and people are able to receive faith that there are human beings that are now unredeemable? I believe it changes their DNA where they are no longer a son of Adam because Jesus only offers redemption to the sons of Adam. That's it.
Whoa.
That is so strong. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, and the good news to this narrative is when we're here right now, you look at Matthew 16, Jesus said the gates of hell will not overcome the ecclesia. And you get a lot of confusion with this because then, like in Revelation 13, people begin to talk about, yeah, but the Antichrist is given power to overcome the saints. Well, those saints are different than the ecclesia. Mm. The ecclesia, the church of Jesus Christ right now, is That's very right. different. That's We're right. in the age of grace. That's They're right. in the tribulation mm-hmm. saints exactly age. Right. They're there. And when we stand up, that's why I love this ministry tour. I love what you guys do, everything you guys are fighting for, because you are enacting the force of the restrainer. The church is restraining this season we're talking about. In other words, when you're out rescuing kids, we're out seeing victory happen, we're preaching the gospel, making disciples, standing up in the midst of a present evil age, like Galatians 1:4 says. It actually says it's the will of God that we be delivered from a present evil age. And when we stand up as the ecclesia, I believe we have a lot more to say about what's going to happen in this time than just the sovereignty of God. In other words, God is looking for what the church wants to do as well during this time, where we stand up and simply say, Lord, I hear your word. I obey your word. This gospel, the kingdom has to go forward, take territory, take land, take regions, rescue the children, all the things that we do will lead to the moment that we simply are holding things back until the Lord determines the end. But between now and then, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Ecclesia, we're restraining the Antichrist, the man of sin, all these things. And that's exciting to me. I believe we have a lot more to say about this season than maybe the church understands.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hallelujah. One of the questions I saw in here is, everybody's asking, hey, Pastor Troy, what about you? Did you get...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're commenting on it.
Yeah, they're asking that. No, I didn't.
The jab.
No, nope.
You're not supposed to say it.
Oh, you're not? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's why
you're not supposed to people?
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't get the Mark of the Beast precursor. Yeah.
Did you get the Mark of the Beast precursor?
Oh, my God.
Did you? Did you guys get the Mark of the Beast precursor?
Oh, my goodness. It was not the Mark of the Beast.
Okay, and there's something else. No, it was not the Mark of the Beast.
Not the Mark of the Beast.
And I'm not even being judgmental of anybody.
Oh, no.
No, a lot of people have. I really do. You were deceived. You were deceived, and you need to admit that and go, I was bullied, and I was intimidated, and I was deceived. And don't partner with that ever again, mm-hmm. because it's not right. good for you. It's not right. good. Well, Pastor Troy, I noticed that you were traveling the world and all that, and you couldn't travel unless you had that, or unless you had the documents.
Oh, Troy, I like you so much.
They can kiss my grits. Every single one of them. Like, well, that's not what a man of God would do. Okay, really? What do you think, Mr. Bonhoeffer? What kind of, during the midst of rescuing true. Jewish people.
It is true, brother.
What would you be willing to do? And here I am literally rescuing kids out of sexual slavery all over the world. Don't think that there's not a single piece of paper I wouldn't come up with to do that.
Praise God. Yeah.
And all these demonic systems of the world, and in the midst of all that mess, I'm just telling you right now, they can all kiss my grits, every single one of them.
Jeremy's like, papers? So, can I see your papers?
Yeah. Like green card. I got some papers for you.
Your papers are not the order.
Right here.
That's exactly hilarious. Right.
I do want to just tell you this too, though. There's somebody that works with me. I'm not going to tell you who. That there's two other views on that was very interesting, and this is a great thing to talk about. Because mine was, you mm-hmm. would literally have to tie me down to do that. Like, I ain't doing it. You guys are nuts. And I was like, I will lose everything I have over this. This is the mountain I'm willing to die on. You're not going to make me do this.
Amen.
And you're just not going to. It was the same thing, man, with closing down the church. Like, I'm not closing this down. Now, when I say that, I do want to tell you, I did close the church down for, I think, the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It was 2 or 3 weeks. And it was really just an assessment of, okay, what are we dealing with here?
To figure out what you're doing.
And to figure out what it was we were doing. But we had church outside. We had church in the parking lot. And we had thousands and thousands of cars.
It was really
fun,
actually.
And I went and got an AM radio station. And I built an AM radio station, Joseph, and we had everybody plug into 77 AM. mm-hmm.
That's great.
And everybody was in their cars, and I'm like, flash your lights if you want to receive Jesus. And we go out there and go pray for him. It was a blast.
Man, that's awesome.
Cool.
It really was cool. But I did that for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and I went, this is nonsense. And I opened up the doors wide open. And then the city, which at that time had a liberal Democrat as a mayor, And they're all clowns, every single one of them. They all work for the devil, every single one of them. And you show me a Democrat, I'll show you somebody who will take up a demonic cause just like that. And so, sorry, yeah. It makes people mad, but you prove it otherwise. Prove
right.
It. So yeah. Now that I said that, they came here and this guy got right in my grill and said, what are you going to do about all these people in here? You got to get them all out. And I told him, I said, make me. You yeah, make me. And you try and make them and you see what happens. He said, well, I want to send the police up here. And I said, send them because the police are all our friends. And yeah. If I end up going to jail, yeah. I told him, I said, but you're going to have a problem sending 5,000 people because we were having 5,000 people show up on Sundays during COVID. Mm-hmm. And I said, I've been to the Johnson County Jail when I was a teenager. And you're not going to fit 5,000 people in there.
When I was a teenager. It was so good.
It is amazing, though, the test run that it was. You had a dream about stadiums being shut down, and you had a dream about like cardboard cutouts or something in stadiums. Yeah. There's so many things the Lord showed you, but it was a test run, and everybody watching, they geared us up. That was a test run. You got to see who people were. You got to see where the church was at. I believe that we're headed right into another one. It's going to be strong. But I believe that we're more informed, more armed, more prepared than we once were. And that's the positive aspect to that. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. When we go behind the veil, I'm going to tell you about the other two positions on that and how it plays into alien deception. Okay. There was the first one that I already gave. And I'll go into more detail of that behind the veil and what we did and how we did it and how we traveled the world and how we rescued 3,000 kids in 1 year. Because they were all under the same roofs. And we went all throughout the world rescuing kids. And we did it. And I want to tell you how I did that. And in the midst of the lockdown. And how I also did it without conforming to the beast system that they wanted me to conform to. But then I want to tell you two other positions that were so godly and so fascinating. A lot more godly than mine was. And I'm going to tell you that and how that plays into alien deception today. So if you guys are watching on ODX.TV, and if you are a stage two or stage three member, just keep on watching on ODX.TV. Just keep on doing that because we're going to go behind the veil and we're going to talk about things that we can't really talk about across our social media feeds, which was why I was saying you're not supposed to say that.
I didn't realize that was one of the words.
Gosh, me neither.
It's okay. Man. We're still here.
Yeah, it's a big
we
word.
Like to push the limits every once in a while. You've trained me.
So, well, I'm Mr. Be Careful. I mean, you know me. I'm
oh,
really
you're
careful.
So Cautious. Be careful. Oh, no, yeah.
We got some good questions too for Pastor Joseph.
Okay,
and we also
have a bunch of questions. So, Joseph, we got a bunch of questions for you. We're going to answer all those things behind the veil and off we're going to go. So, can you hold on here?
Absolutely.
Okay, man of God, hold on. All right, Shay, take us out.
Yeah, so as Pastor Troy said, if you're watching on across our social feeds, the feed is going to end here. But listen, we still got a lot more to dive into, and it's going to get even better than it already has been. So join us over at ODX.TV. Sign up today as a stage two or three partner. When you partner with us and when you have a membership over there, you are literally helping us rescue kids. Every single day we do media so that we can rescue kids. So please join us over there. And also, guys, we're going to be back here same time, same place tomorrow with Pastor Brian Schwartz in the house. And they're going to be diving into some stuff that they have been downloading to our entire leadership team. You just can't resist. You have to do it. He has to do it. You guys, just trust me, tomorrow is going to be really, really, really incredible. Good. And it's stuff
that is a true supernatural
revelation that our leadership has here. And it's going to be great for you tomorrow. So if you got any of that, if you weren't distracted by the cup in my face, make sure you join us here tomorrow, guys. And with that, we're going to head behind the veil. So we'll see you on the other side.
This is Naomi, 16, 8 months pregnant, pulled from a river while running for her life from the evil men who had trafficked her. This is Emily, 15, betrayed by her own father and handed over to one of the most violent trafficking rings upon all the earth. This is Sophie and Anna, 12 and 15, sisters, sold into a life of sexual exploitation by their own mother. And this is Sravani, 8, vulnerable, sleeping on the ground with nobody to fight for. These faces all have one thing in common. They are all set free. And they are just 5 of the 11,000 children that we've rescued all over the world. I'm Troy Brewer, and for over 30 years, my team and I have been rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking. And friends, we are not stopping. These are the faces of freedom. Get in the fight with us. Go to troybrewer.com or call 877-413-0888 because there's another face out there right now, another child waiting for someone like you to step up and to say, not on our watch.